Welcome to Hard On Podcast, the podcast that's not a link, but how you use it. I am Sean Barnes.
What?
And you are?
I'm on the wheels of steel is what I am.
I never feel like I know the right way to say.
That's fine.
So I'm thinking maybe you should start introducing yourself.
Yep.
What the hell's going on with the music?
That's fine.
Is this your first day?
Well, usually we do this differently. I'm set up for scoring, so I...
You're just dealing with it?
Yeah, just dealing with it.
Okay.
What the hell? Why? It's just pointless to go the other way.
So a little behind the curtain.
Yeah.
For all the people.
Yes, sir. What's going on, Shaughnessy? You're back.
Yeah.
You're back. You're back in the flow of things now.
Oh, like things are normal again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like no more excuses. The bruise on my wrist is almost gone.
That's good. Do you start hating life again once the bruise is gone? Does that disappear with your newfound vigor? Is the sky still as blue as it was 2 weeks ago, or not so much?
You know what? It gradually went back to blue afterwards, because it was really weird. Like, you have to, like, I don't want to, like, dwell on that shit. But basically, when I was in the hospital and, like, they were like, hey, shit could be bad, but shit's maybe not that bad. I don't know. And then come to find out everything was totally fine. It was one of those things where it's like, well, then why did I do all this? Why was I here? Why was I for them to tell me that everything's fine?
Hey, okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, leaving there, it was a lot of, like, so that's it?
Yeah.
Like, there was no, like, you're waiting for this crescendo that doesn't come. You're waiting for this moment of, like, them to tell you something awful.
Mm-hmm.
Or this celebratory, like, good news, great news, you know what I mean? Or, like, even, like, a small little piece of, like, hey, here's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what you need to look out for, shit like that. Like, that never happened. Like, it was seriously just kind of like, oh, yeah, we checked and you're fine. See ya.
Oh, so you wanted them to celebrate.
No. It's not even that.
Or you wanted that big moment from that side of the table?
Like, it just felt like there was no clear cut, like, hey, we found out everything's okay. You're good to go. It wasn't even like that.
There's no closure.
There was no real closure of it. So that I had to, like, ease myself back in to life.
Okay.
Not that I was in there for weeks or anything, but I was in there for three
days,
enough. But still.
That's enough time. That's more than enough time. Nobody wants that.
No.
But anyway,
I've been good.
Good. Good. Glad to have you back.
Everything's great.
2 weeks in a row.
How are you?
I'm good, man.
More importantly.
Hey, I see what you did.
Thank you.
That's my line. I'm good. We were just talking about Disney streaming service.
What's it called? Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Disney. Everything they own is just, you had a plus at the end, right?
Yeah,
like ESPN Plus.
ABC.go.com.
.go.com.
Yeah, remember that used to be ABC.go was their thing. It was all. I think it still works.
It probably still does.
It's like the Go Network.
Oh,
it was
right.
Back in the day. Yeah.
We should do Hard On Plus.
Hard On After Dark. We talked about that.
Yeah. What do you get?
Well, how come we don't have a Patreon? We should. Everybody has a Patreon. We should have a Patreon.
Everybody has a Patreon, but everybody else has.
Come on. What are we doing?
We don't have anything to give anyone. This is what we have.
I know.
This is what we have. And we give away our movie for fucking free all the time, so.
All the time.
Well, it is on now available on Amazon Prime, Death Before Discomfort. Of course, we don't get anything from that,
nothing.
Right?
Nothing.
Amazon is fucking making all the money.
Yeah.
Fucking Bezos is cleaning up.
On Death Before Discomfort.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, but my real, he's in an interview last week. And he was just like, yeah, Amazon's great. But my real bread and butter is this independent film, Death Before Discomfort.
It's a little black and white dick joke picture that's on.
I mean, I don't need to tell you. You've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely what's happening. I don't know why they're not better with shit like that. There was a big hubbub in the world of independent filmmaking today. A dark day for independent filmmakers happened today. And it sent ripples across the community.
Sure.
Like, whatever.
Hasn't hit us yet.
I get an alert today. It is a live stream from this guy I follow. And it's like, you know, oh, shit, it's a dark day. It was whatever. It was a distribution company that fucked a bunch of people out of money. And
yeah, that's shitty, but.
Yeah.
Didn't hurt us at
all. Yeah. Thank you, Film Hub. Film Hub? Is that? I don't know. I don't remember.
Film Hub?
I think Film Hub is who we use.
We used Film Hub, for Death Before Discomfort.
Yes.
That was on there.
Yes. That was Real...
Real House.
Real House. But Film Hub is the one that goes to everybody. Film Hub is the one that got us on that CBS... Sinclair Media.
Yeah, Sinclair Media. Yeah, we should probably know these things.
I don't pay attention. I'm not getting any money. If I got a big sweet check for like 10 grand.
You got
grand,
a check in the mail from Sinclair Broadcasting?
I'd be like, hey, thank you.
You would know exactly.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob Going from Sinclair Broadcasting, president. We really appreciate that. But no, I don't know. Whatever.
Well, yeah, the Disney streaming app is supposed to be coming out, what, like October, November?
How do you feel about all this? What is your take? I mean, I know this isn't really a hot take here, but how do you feel about it?
What's my opinion on the streaming?
Yeah, just another streaming service.
I get it. I mean, I guess Disney has enough content out there. They can justify a streaming app. Yeah. Don't you think? It's not like...
But it's just...
It's not like Viacom. Well, even Viacom. Or it's not like... who else? New Line Cinema put out a fucking streaming app. That'd be pointless.
It's just
I
like, at what point does it
that.
Turn? Like, what point does it? But somebody would. Somebody would. New Line Cinema, like, you know, all the Freddy movies and shit.
Yeah, there's
Scream,
a bunch of great stuff out there.
Shit.
But is that something you would pay $10 a month for?
Maybe. I wouldn't. I hate paying for anything. But, like, Netflix, it made sense at one point because everything was on it. And now it's just such a circle jerk with all their content and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now NBC is going to have its own thing. So it's pulling The Office and a bunch of other NBC properties. So basically what you're going to be left with is just like this graveyard of Netflix proprietary.
Right, and you're going to be paying extra for all these channels that you're basically buying cable again.
Right, and now Netflix is testing releasing episodes 1 week at a time. So
they've done that for shit.
There you go.
There are shows they've done that they're more like interview type.
They're moving forward with like the serialized stuff.
What's the fucking point then?
What's the point? If everything is splitting up again and Disney's going to have its own thing and Netflix is going to have its own thing and everybody starts releasing shit weekly, then we're just back at cable.
Yeah, we're back at square one.
Yeah.
Except now it's on the internet.
Because nobody could get these multi-trillionaires couldn't get along together. It's like the same thing with the Marvel and Sony thing. Like, guys, can't you just
right? Can we just figure this out, please? You finally figured out the right way to do Spider-Man, and you're killing it, both of you.
Killing it. That whole story is gone. Like, the whole thing. The whole snap, the whole, you know...
you killed it all.
Marissa Tomei of it all, and the happy of it all, and that relationship, and the Tony Stark of it all, and Spider-Man, like, poised to take over for Tony, and the... In the Marvel world, and be, you know, it's all gone. It's all dead because two billionaires couldn't make it work out because fucking imaginary money and stocks and shit would have changed.
Right,
like cool. So that just bones everybody because you two guys couldn't make shit work out,
and we're forced to like pick a side. We're like, is it Disney's fault? No, it's Sony's fault. Like, well, no.
Yeah.
Can't we just be angry that it happened at all?
What side are you on?
I don't know enough about it. I'll be the first to admit that. I my understanding was that. What was it? Sony felt like they weren't getting enough out of it.
That's what I understood.
That's my understanding. They were like, hey, we want more money now. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know if I know enough.
The arguments I always see are, why do you need to have one company own all of your entertainment? And that's like, you know, that's fuck Disney. And then the other side of it is like, why are you ruining a story that's in progress that took a decade to build?
Right.
So I fall more on the – see, in most things, I fall on the why do you want one company to own everything. I don't like that. But on the other hand, like this directly benefits me because I really like the MCU.
Well, this is a little different, I think, because it's a character within a thing.
Well, they bought Marvel, and it's a Marvel character. So yeah. It feels like, guys, do the right thing here, you know?
Just
And it's a serialized – it's a character that's been a part of a bigger universe. So why are you just taking your ball and going home? Let him play with the rest of these guys. And it's not like it's like Blue Beetle. Like it's a character that people want to see.
Right. And if I feel like if they're like – Sony still has rights to the shit. If they want to make another Spider-Man movie, they could.
No offense, Blue Beetle.
But you know what I'm saying?
Shut up, Blue Beetle.
If they wanted to make some money off of Spider-Man. But they know by comparison no one's going to like it.
Yeah. What are they going to do? Every superhero movie they've made since X-Men 2 has been bad. So you guys are just going to go make a shitty movie? And he said, well, Tom Holland will still be Spider-Man. But yeah, I know. But
no, who gives a shit?
You guys are still going to make a shitty movie. And it's going to be completely alone. He's going to be completely alone. Like Venom, you guys had Tom Hardy. You could have made that super cool if you got Spider-Man involved.
Yeah, right.
Instead, we just have to think about it like it's like, oh, it's like a think piece. No, you just don't have rights to anybody anymore, and it's dumb. Just let all these guys play together. That's how they. That's. Have you not paid attention to the box office for the last 5 years?
Right.
Like,
can we look up what the actual like issue is? Because now I want to know. I don't want to have an uninformed.
You don't
podcast.
I thought
here.
That was our entire.
That was like our thing. It was like we don't fucking know, so we're just gonna yell.
That was our shtick.
But I mean, like, if I was Tom Holland, I'd be like, man, everybody's gonna fucking hate me.
Yeah, like, Tom Holland has to carry the gauntlet of you know of the web. And okay, so Sony pulls Spider-Man out of the MCU over profit sharing dispute with Disney. Sony's cooperation with Marvel is over for the moment. So yeah, due to disputes between Sony, which still holds the rights to the character, and Marvel's parent company, Disney, over revenue sharing from the film starring the web-slinging hero. So that means that Spider-Man's appearances in all the MCU stuff, as well as crossover characters like Iron Man and Nick Fury, are going to end with Spider-Man Far From Home. So there you go. Disney reportedly asked that future Spider-Man films be made 50-50 co-productions between Disney and Sony instead of the current deal, which is said to give Marvel and Disney 5% of gross box office revenue. Sony, however, contends that new reports about Kevin Feige's involvement in the franchise has been mischaracterized without calling out Deadline reports. But anyway, Sony limits the impact to the next live-action Spider-Man film and hopes Feige can return to his role as lead producer in the future.
So Disney wanted more money.
Disney just wanted to go 50-50. Let's go halfsies on this. You own the character. We're doing all the work. Let's go 50-50. Let's make a split.
I think that doesn't seem unreasonable. However,
Far From Home made $1 billion at the box office. A billion. A billy.
Yeah, with a B.
Yeah.
Billion with a B.
I just feel like if they're doing the work and they've spent 12 years building the universe and getting it profitable.
Well, when they first started that. Okay, never mind. I was going to make a different point, but you have a.
Yeah,
I see
they,
what you're
they
saying.
Spend all the time making it profitable and bringing in these characters slowly as part of an overarching idea to lead to the Avengers trilogy or quadrility. I feel like that was their end game the whole time. And again, they're doing all the work. They took all the risk. They brought on all the actors. They've spent all the money to make all these things. They've reaped the rewards. It seems like 50-50 seems like a pretty fair deal.
I mean, it does. I think it does seem like a fair deal.
How many people are watching Spider-Man movies because they're Spider-Man fans from their childhood versus how many new fans are kids that have got turned on to him because he's a relatable character in, you know, from what was this? Civil War was his first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So since then, you know, how many kids have kind of now grown up over the past few years and have fallen in love with the Tom Holland Spider-Man?
Right. There had to have been a Spider-Man movie before Civil War, right? There had to be. Why, they wouldn't make that his first appearance. Yeah, they did, didn't they?
I think they did. Man, I'm almost sure they did.
Huh.
Which is also smart.
Yeah.
You're bringing them in. Bring them in. See what happens. Everybody loved them. Cool. Now we'll give him his movie. And we'll keep bringing him back. We're going to foster this relationship. I mean, think about that. The whole, like, the most emotional thing that happened in the last two Avengers movies wasn't necessarily Tony Stark dying with Pepper Potts by his side.
Sure.
It was Spider-Man disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that will be the moment that people remember. I'm sure people remember Tony Snap and, you know.
Sure, but the moment from Infinity War.
Yeah.
The meme that went on for months was, I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that was the.
And now in canon, that doesn't matter. That won't exist going forward from the Spider-Man universe starting now.
In the Spider-Man world, that never happened.
Never happened. Even though it will be the same Spider-Man.
That makes zero fucking sense, right?
That's what I'm saying. It's just two rich conglomerates that have more money than they're ever going to need, just destroying, just hurting the people who paid for the tickets. I spent $100 on Avengers tickets over the spring. $100. $100. Those were tickets,
Ben
you
Franklin's.
Know? And that's who it hurts. It hurts the guy who dropped $100 to go see that movie on opening day or whatever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt them.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm just saying, if I had somebody doing all the work and they were like, I'll give you 50%. Okay. That's the American dream.
But I could also see Sony being like, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean,
I could see it, but at the same time, Disney did the work. And now they're like, argue, oh, yeah, but now he's popular. So now, you know.
But yeah, here's the thing. I would argue that 50% of what they're going to make on a Disney Spider-Man is more than 100% of what they'd make on a Sony Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say that's not unreasonable to think that. Yeah. To think that you can make more on the 50% deal than you would on making your own.
You have a marketing machine that's been running for 12 years and that still continues to run. Yeah. Even at the end of this road, it's still purring along, you know? So okay, take them. And what's going to happen? You know, they're going to make a shitty Spider-Man movie.
And what sucks is that's really the only character that could have, not the only character, but that's like.
He's the torch passer. You know,
he was
is,
perfect.
He was
Spider-Man
Robbie
was
Cano. He was the Robinson Cano.
Wow. You have a very good analogy going right here.
Thank you.
And
he was the clear successor.
Made perfect sense.
Everyone loved him.
Perfect sense. Loved it. Let's go win a World Series.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah. And we're going to pass it on. We're going to pass the torch, captain to captain. It's going to be a ceremony, you know. If they were hockey players, he'd have the C stitched on his uniform. You know, that last game, they'd both have him.
Right.
You know, there'd be like a whole thing. Maybe the last inning of Jeter's last game.
Right.
He'd play second base and move Robbie over to shortstop, and
right.
the fucking crowd would go crazy, and they'd erect statues, and it would be a whole new era of champions. And that's not what happened. He went to play for Seattle and got popped for PEDs. And that's exactly what this shit is.
Spider-Man is Robinson Cano.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a way. But yeah. Sony is the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, Sony is the Seattle Mariners.
Disney's the Yankees, which probably is a comparison that's been made before.
Definitely.
Yeah. Wow. That makes a lot of fucking sense.
I know. What are you going to do? At the end of the day, it just hurts us. So... what's going to happen, I think, is Disney eventually, you know, they're going to pick up the next franchise. The Avengers are going to slip into the ether.
Well, there was talks of the X-Men coming in.
Yeah.
Right?
Fantastic Four or X-Men.
Because it made perfect sense because, like, they were like, hey, everybody's playing along. Everybody's getting along right now. We got Spider-Man in here. Why not fucking everybody?
We're going to get everybody.
We're going to get everybody.
Well, they're going to.
This is going to be fucking amazing. Like, the only way to really. This is just. I mean, it might be like a. What do they call it? In the moment. What do they call it when you're like in the moment and you're like you're victim of the moment? Is that what they call it?
I don't know. Keep talking.
Anyway, so it might just because we're so close still to the Infinity War timeline. Uh-huh. You could argue that literally, I don't even know if it's an argument, everything that's happened in the MCU from now until it started at the beginning. From until it started till now,
Iron Man 1
was the Infinity War
yes
storyline.
Right.
Next movie, which has already happened, Homecoming,
yeah,
starts whatever's next.
But still with the layover.
Right. Yeah, it's a transitional film.
Right, and so is the
Prisoner of the Moment. That's the word I was trying to think of. Yes.
And the Doctor Strange movie, and there's going to be another Thor movie that involves the Guardians.
Yes.
So there should be a little torch passing.
There's going to be some moments of like, oh, like what do we do now? Like,
do you remember New York? It's going to be a lot of
holy
shit.
Right? Yeah. And then we're going to eventually get some more shit.
Yeah, we're going to get another big chunk.
Right.
They're going to get introduced
and
to somebody.
The best way to do that, in my opinion. I mean, there's a reason I'm not a writer for these people, but I'm just saying, like.
You haven't applied yourself, honey.
But I'm just saying, like, if you keep Spider-Man going and get Spider-Man as big as Spider-Man can be and throw in things like the fucking X-Men, holy shit.
I know.
That's how you make it better.
That's what I'm saying. They have.
That's how you improve it.
And don't waste your time. I know that there's people out there that love fucking X-Force and, you know, all these, like, offshoots and shit. Listen, let's go for the big guys here. We started with the Avengers. Let's go. Let's make Fantastic Four happen for real.
And, like, a good one.
Let's make X-Men happen. Let's make it happen. I know Sony owns them.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they still own them. I don't really know how that worked out. I don't know if they give a shit about them anymore. I don't know if Spider-Man is a harbinger of things to come from this relationship.
Well, probably, right?
Well, let's just do it right then. You guys, that's what I'm saying. Don't worry about anything, guys. You just sit back and take 50%.
Sit back and make whatever fucking money. I'll take 1%. I'll take 0.5%. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, we're going to hire on the best. We're going to bring him in slow. We're going to recreate that same buzz we had with Robert Downey Jr. coming in as Iron Man. We're going to find the perfect Wolverine. And we're going to make him.
And it's the perfect transition. Because think about it. Like,
yeah,
Tobey Maguire.
Sure.
Say what you want. Those first two Spider-Man movies.
Whatsoever.
Those first two Spider-Man movies really helped ignite what comic book movies are now.
I would agree with that. Well,
also X-Men. Yeah. X-Men was huge.
The first X-Men movie was the big one.
Dope.
Yep.
But not a lot of kids were watching that movie, I feel like.
Right. It definitely felt like an adult action movie.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially the second one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and so Spider-Man re-sparked that shit. I remember, so there was a local drive-in up near where I lived. Spider-Man literally played every weekend.
Was that the El Rancho?
Yes, the El Rancho. The El Rancho drive-in. And then every night, every weekend, you'd park your car. You know what I mean? You bring your snacks in, have two or three people in the trunk. And then they got smart, and they were just like, we just charge by the carload. So bring as many people as you want.
Yeah.
It almost makes more sense. Because they realized,
don't bring people in the trunk. It's dangerous.
Well, I think they also realized, like, they'll sell more concessions.
Sure.
So, yeah, no, I missed the drive-in. We can have a whole separate chat about drive-in theaters.
But that was the ushering in of the new...
So when Spider-Man came in, it ignited that whole idea of like, oh, this is, we can make fucking comic book movies awesome? Holy shit. And that's what really sparked that idea as far as like kids and merchandising and shit.
Yeah.
Because nobody was buying X-Men merchandise. No. I'm not going to say nobody. But you know what I mean? Like, kids weren't wearing Spider-Man t-shirts on their first, or X-Men t-shirts on their first day back to school.
Spider-Man was a commercial.
Yes.
It was bright. It was loud. There was kids. It was relatable.
100%.
Yeah. Spider-Man is the perfect marketing machine because he's a high school student.
Yeah.
Right? He's like, he's not that much older. Wolverine is a grizzled old man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a big difference there. And I respect it.
And so my point is, we finally have transitioned to a Spider-Man that everyone loves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire was fine.
Yeah, he did a fine job. Good for the time.
They really
wore him out.
Yeah, Andrew Garfield, whatever.
Yeah.
But Tom Holland's doing a fantastic job. He's actually a fucking high school kid.
Yeah.
In these movies, like, it makes perfect fucking sense.
High school kid from Queens.
It works. It all fucking works.
Totally makes
sense.
And they're going to ruin it.
It's all going to go.
And listen,
shit.
Marvel doesn't come out clean in this either. They took away, they couldn't reach an agreement with Netflix. I mean, look, dude, they lost Daredevil. That guy was the perfect Daredevil. He was the perfect Daredevil.
Yeah.
And you couldn't make that work. I get not making, you know, Iron Fist work and all that. Like, all that other shit, you know? I get that. But, like, Daredevil is a...
And that's a good fucking show.
It's a good show.
God.
It's the most sinister kingpin I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. Vincent D'Onofrio was fucking fantastic. Great, dude should have won an Emmy for that shit.
Great Punisher. I mean, yeah. It was violent. It was gritty. It was like a cop procedural, like, New York...
It was like Law and Order.
Streets. Yes, with ass-kicking and
an ass-kicking superhero in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's it. Everybody, they can't play nice. So then who pays for it? We pay for it. And we're going to continue to pay for it.
What I was going to get at is that this is the perfect opportunity to transition to a new Wolverine.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
No, this is the perfect opportunity.
This is the perfect chance.
And you play just like Robert Downey Jr. You're bringing a guy who's like...
Who could be the new Wolverine?
Ooh. Seth Rogen.
Hey, man.
Fuck yes. That's a great question.
Is that a fart?
Tuxedo symbol fucked up.
Could taste it.
Who could be the new Wolverine? That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a great question. I hadn't really considered that. Oh. We'll have to think on that for a minute. I don't like. I feel like I don't know anybody new.
I was just thinking that. I was like, I don't know, because it has to be. It can't be some young guy.
Yeah. No, it's got to be like a guy. It's got to be Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Right. I feel like Hugh Jackman could play him for another 20 years.
I really do. I think it always works. I mean,
what if Disney could convince Hugh Jackman? Maybe that's the way they do it. Disney convinces Hugh Jackman to come back and make 5 more movies.
Well, that'd be something.
Over the course of the next 10 years, 5 more movies. And then they go, hey, Sony, if you don't come play, there's no more Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. You know how huge that would be.
How huge Ackman that would be.
I don't know. There's no way in hell that'll happen. He said he's done.
I know, but then there's also some kind of talk about maybe him getting reinvolved with a Deadpool movie. There's been a bunch of jokey, ha, 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 but God, maybe so this good. Isn't jokey.
And that's
jokey.
Another thing. Like, who has Deadpool?
I don't know.
Was it Fox?
I think it.
I don't fucking know. I don't know any of this, man. Well, no, Fox has the X-Men. Not
yes.
Sony. I'm fucking this up. I'm fucking this whole thing up in my head.
Sony owns, right. Sony's
so there's
got
still,
Venom and Spider-Man.
But Disney bought Fox shit.
Man.
They
I
did.
I did they? Okay.
Yeah, that's why the X-Men were able to.
Okay,
join.
So then
so
the
there is a.
So the X-Men movie is possible.
It's still a go. It's still a possibility.
X-Men go.
Yeah.
Great. Well, now that we solved that problem.
Now you've cleared that up.
Everything's
20,
fine.
26 minutes just, into the podcast. We really crushed it.
Sony, stop being a dick. Stop being a dick.
Yeah, just give us Spider-Man.
Just give us Spider-Man. That's all we want, man. How much longer am I going to care about this shit? I just
you probably said that 10 years ago.
I said that. Yeah, I did. Definitely.
That was how I was with video games when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was like, man, the day's going to come where I don't play video games anymore.
Got to get it in now.
Yeah, I got to play a shit ton of awesome video games now. Nope, still play them. Like, because when you're a kid, adults don't play video games.
Yeah. Well, when you're a kid, adults didn't play video games, and then the kids became adults.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Because just by comparison, you're like, oh, kids play video games, adults don't.
Yeah.
But then the day, and then you're
adults
realizing,
worry about
like,
their
oh,
taxes.
Fuck, I'm 30, and I still, like, I'm like, oh, shit, you see what just came out?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like.
I tell you, I got that subscription for Switch Online.
No.
So, it's classic NES games.
I have it, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's great.
See,
you should tell
now,
me a.
Okay, now there. Is a subscription that I can get behind.
And it's cheap.
It's like $4
a month. $20 for the year.
Is it 20 for the year?
It's 20, yeah, or 20 or 40. Either way, I think it's cheap.
It's like $3 or $4 a month. Like, great. I'll pay $3 or $4 a month. I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah.
That's a subscription I'll pay. I'll pay my Simply Safe subscription.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $15 a month. I don't have to worry about that shit. It just disappears. You don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else beyond that starts irritating me.
I just canceled my Sirius.
Yeah.
Yeah. I use it. I use it every day. But I'm like, I don't need it. You know, and that was that shit. And it was like $25 a month.
Yeah, that's a shot.
Because they, and I'm sure like in a month they'll like send me some shit in the mail and they'll be like, hey, we can get you back for $5 a month.
Yeah.
I'll fucking do it. You know what I mean? I know I will because then they'll lock that price in for like a year.
Yep.
And then a year from now I'll call back and I'll be like, yeah, just turn it off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know, but why play the game? I mean, how many people... I mean, it has to be advantageous for them to play the game.
Because there are people out there that don't...
Like, fine, I'll just pay it.
They ignore it. They forget they pay for it.
No.
Even though they listen to it every day. Because I had gotten it when I first bought the car. And then I got it for like a year. They were like, hey, well, what if we gave you this price for a year? And I was like, all right, fine. And then when a year was up, I was like, cancel that shit. And then I got it as a Christmas gift. And then I was like, when I knew that was up, I called and canceled it. You know what I mean? And then like 6 months later, you know, I was like, I kept getting the shit in the mail. And every time you get shit in the mail, the price is lower. And I was like, all right, fuck it. Yeah, I'll call and I'll get it again. And then my debit card information got fucking jacked.
Yeah.
So I had to get a new debit card. But when I did that, my payment didn't go through because they were like, oh, I was paying like $11 a month. And that was cheap enough where I was like, eh, I think I'm probably getting $11 worth of entertainment out of this every month. But then it up to like $25, which is more than double. You know what I mean? So I'm like, fuck it.
That's where I'm at with Netflix right now. Now it's up to like $14 a month or something.
Yeah.
I don't care that much. Here's the thing. Like, I gave a shit when it was $9 a month. And I was like, who cares?
Dude, when I was in college, it was cheap enough I could afford it because I was in college. I was like, oh, fuck, this is totally worth it.
Right, right.
You know, when I was in college, it was fucking $7.
$7, right.
And I was like, I don't give a fuck about $7. I spend more than that in alcohol a week.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, you're gonna miss $14 about as much as you miss $7. But for me, it's principle. Like, I don't care that much. I also, and I know everybody feels the opposite way about this, I really don't give a shit about Amazon Prime at all.
Dude, I don't have it. Yeah. I don't give a
You don't need it. The only reason I have it.
Says two guys that have a movie on Amazon Prime.
Yeah. All right. Well, no, but you don't need it. You can still rent it.
You can still rent it. Yeah.
It's like $2.
You don't need
it. You can still rent it.
Yeah.
And in fact, it's a better way. It's better for us. Rent it. Actually, you get more money.
Fuck Amazon Prime. You should just rent that shit if you want to watch it.
It's like we get like a third of a cent if you have Prime and you stream it. But I don't give a shit about it. It's like, I don't order that many packages. I know people who have packages every week. They're constantly getting stuff. I get that.
Oh, yeah. If you're constantly, there are people that are like, oh, every 2 months I get another toilet paper order or something like that. Shit like that.
Sure.
I get it. You have like that shit that you order your groceries through Amazon or you order like, you have standing and like, I totally get that.
Yeah. But I don't.
I order shit maybe once every couple of months.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Christmas gifts. I usually get, you know, Christmas stuff, but honestly, everything else has become so competitive over the last few years. Like, I can order shit on Walmart or on Target or Toys R Us,
right? And then I just go pick it up at the store.
Pick it up at the store, yeah. And in a lot of cases, if you do it during the right time, it's free. They'll ship it to you for free.
Uh huh.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I'm paying $12 a month, $129 a year now, so that my girlfriend can have a playlist that's got like fucking 150 hours of music on it. I'm like, right, but I also pay for Spotify Family,
right,
which is another $15 a month,
right?
So what the hell are we doing? Why are we just throwing shit away? And but it's like the war of attrition. You don't think about it. You're just like, oh, who cares? Who cares about the Switch Online? It's $4. Who cares? You don't miss that. Who cares about Hulu? Oh, Hulu is free now because of my phone. But like, who cares about Netflix? It's $15. What do you? It's like that's like three pizza deals, you know, a month. Like you'll never worry about that. Who cares about Amazon? It's only $12 a month. Who cares about this? It's only who cares about Disney Plus? It's only this.
Spending $200 a month on
it happened to you with YouTube TV, right? I mean, like,
well, YouTube fucked me, man.
Like, they fucked everybody with this.
God, it's such bullshit.
They get you in and they go, yeah, but who? It's great, right? You'll never miss $40 a month. It's so much cheaper than cable, right? Yeah. And you're like, yeah, it is cheaper than cable. Yeah. This is a great idea.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, we're going to up it to $50, but we're going to add more channels.
I don't
know. What, more channels I'm not going to watch? What the fuck? Like, I don't watch these channels. It and now you're going to make me pay more?
It doesn't make sense that you can't buy shit a la carte. I don't get it. Like, pay for the service and buy shit a la carte. I want I want MSG.
Cable lets you do that now, though.
Well, but not down to that level. Like you, the last time I checked, the cable package I have, you can get the first year cable package, but they give you X amount of channels, and you can't pick what they are.
Oh no, they have a thing now where you can pick the channels.
Really?
Yeah, you pick like you get your local channels, and then you pick like 10 cable channels.
Really?
Yeah. Really tempting.
That's it. That's all everybody's wanted. That's the answer. Like, they're doing the right thing.
They might be off a specific list, if I remember. Maybe something like that. I feel like there was a thing where I was like, I don't know if it's worth it. But, yeah. No, look into it.
I'm going to look into it.
Yeah.
I need MSG. I need Yes. And I need Bravo for my girlfriend.
Like, and TNT for...
TNT.
TNT, ESPN.
Yep. ESPN, man. Above and beyond that, I've been living without NBA TV since I dropped my big cable package, and I'm fine. I mean, honestly, I can watch any game I want to. Really,
yeah, let's get real. You can watch whatever the fuck you feel like watching.
Yeah. It's just how good you want to feel about it at the end of the day. I don't give a single shit. They had to overcome the convenience. Like, they had to make it easier. Like, they had to make it worth it for you to pay so you could just go, yeah, I just turn it on and it's there. I don't have to look for a stream. I don't have to worry about buffering. I have to worry about any of that bullshit. I can watch it for free, or I can just pay X amount of dollars a month and just hit a button and it's on and it's in HD.
And you know it's going to look great. Nothing's going to cut it off.
That's all. They just had to get there. And they got there. You cannot get this.
You will never get this. One day he get break this. Out of cage and he get this.
Yes. Sounds like cable is broken out of cage.
No, because I remember streaming, like, I would go on, like, fucking, like, and I, like, find a site that was fucking, like, streaming, like, a Packers game or some shit. Yeah. And it was just, like, this whole, like, and then you finally find one, you're, like, watch for 10 minutes, and the shit cuts out. And yeah. You're like, oh, fuck. Well, this is the only way I can watch it, because I don't have NFL Sunday ticket or any of that shit.
Exactly.
And so, but now it's the point where it's like, fuck it. You're an idiot if you can't find a way to watch it at this point. Like,
it's all out there.
It's all out there, man.
It's all, yeah. Today's what? Today's the 12th.
Today's the 8th. Oh, your That's, computer is
fucked. It's, yeah, May. Yeah,
today's the 12th, yeah.
Today's the 12th. So we're going to see what happens with the Area 51 raid. In
8 days?
8 days. Yeah.
3 by my count, but... Yeah, 8 days.
8 days, bro. What do you think's going to happen?
Dude, nothing's going to happen. I think some people are going to show up, and I think enough people are going to show up that the military will have to come out and be like, are you guys really here right now?
Is it weird that I hope for a catastrophe?
The whole, what is it? What's the they can't stop all of us? That's the, yeah. That's the thing, right? Yeah.
But they, okay.
No,
but
they can. They can't stop all of you. Yeah. They can stop every single one of you.
They do that routinely with, like, people with armed insurgents all over the country. Do you think a couple of guys with stupid mustaches stand a chance? Like,
yeah.
You're all going to die. There was a plan. There was, like, some, like, alien stock type, like, they're going to have music and shit there, like a big festival.
Oh, they're going to do a music festival.
Yeah, but it got canceled today because of inadequate permitting.
Well, of course.
They couldn't. They were afraid that there was going to be a fry festival on their hands. But now people are saying that it's all just it's all cover up type shit, right? Like,
what do you mean?
Well, they canceled it, but the government now, like, the government is in control of it because they said, "All right, guys, we're not going to do this. Instead, we're still going to hold the concert. The promoters said we're still going to have the concert, but now it's going to be in downtown Las Vegas." So basically, they're just pulling everybody away.
Right,
like,
yeah.
We're still going to do it. It's going to be like 3 days long. It's going to be super cool. There's going to be a bunch of cool bands and shit, and you guys can, like, trip balls and have a great time. But it's not going to be in Groom Lake. It's going to be way in Vegas. So just go there instead.
Yeah. Well, according to this, Storm Area 51 event creator pulls out of Storm Area 51 event.
Yeah.
The event could be a disaster, he says.
Well, there's absolutely no chance that there haven't been black cars parked outside his house since he posted that.
Right.
That guy's probably scared.
Can you find the
death.
Facebook account? There's a Facebook page, the Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us.
Didn't it get canceled, though?
Facebook page. Well, it says, okay, so in late June, a 21-year-old named Matthew Roberts created a public Facebook event entitled Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us. What started off as a joke became a phenomenon, with over 2 million hitting the going button. The initially tongue-in-cheek event turned into a real festival, now called Alien Stock. The original event even had its own Wikipedia page. Alienstock is planned to be an alien festival in Rachel, Nevada on September 20th. However, according to Fox 5, Roberts has pulled out of the event. Connie West, who owns the Little Ailey Inn, that's funny, motel the event is based at, told the publication Roberts has backed out of concern over permits and logistics. In a separate interview with ABC Arizona, Roberts said he was worried the event would end up being a disaster. His co-organizer, Frank DiMaggio, said, "We don't have a good feeling about the people going out 150 miles into the desert without the resources that they need." No shit. It's something of a 180 for Roberts, who less than 24 hours earlier told Fox 5 that the event is happening no matter what. Alien Stock is set to feature at least 20 bands and 2 comedians, and West told the publication that the event will still go on even without Roberts, West told Fox. So it could still be going on then, right?
It could still be going on. I think that there's going to be a bunch of people. I was reading some comments earlier on some of the posts, and somebody said, like, don't believe this bullshit. All the Airbnbs are taken. We're going. We're ready. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. It's not the first bump in the road for Alien Stock. On August 3rd, Roberts' Storm Area 51 page was taken down by Facebook for violating community standards. I've never gotten a reason behind the event being removed, Roberts told CNET at the time, but Facebook revived the page days later. Even the Air Force chimed in, strongly encouraging people not to go anywhere near Area 51.
Yeah, it seems like common sense. You want to stay away from there, and it's also kind of what makes it fun, right? Like,
it's the mystery.
The mystery,
of it. Yeah.
Like, that's the fun part of it. So all these dipshits are just like, we're done. We're gonna take it. Number one, you're never gonna take it. There's nothing that you could do.
Especially you.
There's nothing you could do. you're basically just moving ants in a target where they can drop bombs and not kill anybody. They're gonna mm-hmm. they're going to destroy. I and that's what's fucked up. There's a piece of me that's kind of like, God, I hope it happens. I hope that these idiots just go out there like no one can hurt us. Like did you see the Karate Kid show on YouTube, the Cobra Kai?
No, I haven't watched the whole thing.
There's this kid in it. He's like, you know, he goes to the Cobra Kai dojo or whatever, and he's like this little nerdy kid in high school, and he's super sensitive and stuff. And he's like, why are we listening to this guy? It's not like he, like, we're paying him money. He can't, it's not like he can actually hurt us. And it's the wrong thing to say to the Cobra Kai guy.
Sure, yeah.
He beats the shit out of him. I feel like those are the people who are going to show up to this thing. Like, they can't actually kill us, guys. It's illegal. They're just going to get vaporized. They're not
actually kill us.
Yeah. But it comes down to national security. Everybody's going to
become ill over the next several weeks.
Yeah.
Like, mysteriously.
Super ill. Yeah. Yeah. Or they're just going to get vaporized.
Yeah.
That's it.
They have fucking lasers now. Dude, that just vaporize people.
It's a national security
I know
issue.
That sounds silly to say. But, like, I remember, like, news video of them, like, testing this shit.
Yeah.
To see how long people could stand in front of these, like, fucking death rays, essentially. And they would be like for 2 seconds. And they'd be like, nope, gotta move. And then they moved out of the way. They're like,
no, this thing sucks.
Yeah. So
I hope.
Have you ever watched videos of people like driving up to Area 51?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then like them getting like escorted out and shit. And yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Those guys are killers.
They don't fuck around. They have guns out. They're ready to fuck you up.
They are ready to fuck you up. They will fuck you up. It is their job to fuck you up and protect all of the secrets that are behind those gates.
At all costs.
It's like national security.
Their job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And it's not. They're not just cops with radios. There's, right. they can count the molecules of earwax that you have. Like, you're surrounded.
Yeah, it's not like some local sheriff that's like, oh, they're at it again.
Keep it moving, boys. You can drink your beer down the road.
No, how many times I got to tell you, boys, move along?
No, you're being watched on satellites.
No, they're
don't be stupid.
They know when you're miles out.
Yeah, yeah. Now, see, now if anything were to be divulged by this, that's the kind of shit I would like to see. Just like, what are the safety measures? Like,
how far are they willing to go?
I kind of want to know. You ever think about like all the super secret safety perimeter detectors and measurement things that are all around New York now? Like, you ever think about that shit?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When you're coming into New York and you go, like, you're going through the mountains, like, past Westchester, and there's all those mountains that sort of surround it,
uh-huh.
You know, and you're looking at all the towers. You're like, how many of those are doing some really crazy shit right
mm-hmm.
now? That
yeah.
I always think about that mm-hmm. shit. The little box in Penn Station. You're like, why does that thing have an NYPD logo on it? It's just got,
yeah,
like, a little pipe.
There. Why is it just kind of there?
What are you doing? Yeah. What are you working on? I know that dog, a German Shepherd over there, taking a nap, isn't the only, and licking its dick isn't the only deterrent in this train station.
Right. It's not like two transit authority NYPD officers and a canine unit.
Okay, yeah. No, yeah,
there are thousands of people in this building.
And that's why I want it. Like,
and
that's
some shit could go down.
And they'll know quick. And mm-hmm. that's the thing that I want. Like, that's it. Like, if you're going to do anything, I'd like the report, like the post-mortem, like, yeah, they triggered the drones that have circled over top of the thing, like, you
no,
know, 24/7. And
I was coming back to I went to a Yankee game a couple months ago, and as I was coming back on the bus, a couple of the other guys were like, "Did you see those guys?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" There was a fucking sniper crew, like they just happened to be at the right place in the right time where they saw them going into the fucking like stairwell
at the stadium. Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, there's shit like that everywhere that you don't even think about.
Can't see them.
Where there are guys who's, it's their fucking job. They're just.
I hope that's it. Now, I will say this, and this is a little bit morbid, but it needs to be said. When I was a kid, that's how I thought everything worked. I thought that we lived in a world
where they're just snipers on roofs.
Well, like metaphorical snipers on roofs. I thought that we were so technologically ahead of every other country in the world that it would be impossible to do bad things here. That
gotcha.
I grew up on G.I. Joe. Like,
right,
I expect,
yeah,
like, alarms to be going off and people to be dispersed and mavericks in the air
uh-huh.
shooting
go,
shit
go,
down.
Go, go, go.
And then 18 years ago yesterday happened, September 11th happened.
Right.
And you're like, that's all it fucking took?
Yeah.
Like,
that's it.
All these guys did was steal a car. Like, that's
pretty essentially
much
what they did.
They did all of that. We weren't paying attention to that. you could just do that. And it made, and I think that's for my generation, I think that's where everybody was shook to their core, because you're like, you grow up with this idea that gets put in your head that, like, we're cool, don't worry. You know, missile defense systems.
I remember, well, there was, who did we attack when I was a kid?
Iraq.
And I remember, like, the TV getting interrupted and Clinton coming on and saying, like, hey, everybody.
Oh, Bosnia.
Okay.
It was Bosnia.
And that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
As a kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's this? We're all going to die. My mom had to, like, talk me off the ledge, essentially, and be like, it's okay. That's not even anywhere near here and all that stuff.
I had the same, yeah, the same thing.
But... And, yeah, it was basically the same spiel of, like, you know, put in my head that, like, oh, we're fine here.
We can't be touched.
Yeah, we're fine here.
Yeah, and then they televised the wars. So, like, I remember
you see everything.
Desert Storm, right?
Yeah.
And they've got, like, war correspondents, and they got, like, military guys who are on TV going, like, okay, this is probably how this is going to play out. And it sort of becomes like a sporting event. You're like, oh, this is how this is probably going to play. And it's playing out now. And there's correspondents in hotel rooms, and they're live feeding into CNN in Atlanta or New York.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is exactly what's happening. And then you find out, like, this is an air war. It's going to be over in like 3 days. They're like, the opponent has absolutely no shot. It's going to be the quickest war ever. And it was. And you're like, they're stealth bombers. And you're like, what the fuck is that thing? Right. It's a UFO. It can see in the dark. Nobody can see it on radar. Like, what? We're golden. We're golden. Don't worry about it. We're golden. So that's what you grow up thinking as a little kid.
Yeah.
And then, you know, four commercial airlines are just, and that's the thing that does it. Like, dude, come on. So that's why I want to see what happens in Area 51. I want to see what 20 years of 9/11 anti-terror, like,
and on a location that is a clear target.
You can, ants in a sandbox. I want to see the magnifying glasses that they can use on these people.
A place that's been decked out and ready to go.
Yeah, since the 40s.
Right.
They've had a 70-year head start on you guys. But go ahead. No, you should probably go there and, you know, make sure that you take a bottle of water, and it gets cold at night.
Once your cell phone stops working, just leave.
You should just go. Yeah, you're useless without it.
You know that, like, well, that's what I'm saying, like, that shit's not going to work anywhere near there.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, right. You know, any, like, miles around Area 51, I'm sure there's zero cell service.
And how many Bear Grylls dudes are going to go out there in that group of people? It's going to be more like, in my head, it's going to be more like total crackpot, wing nuts, and like dumb, soft kids who just want to go out there and be like, come on, dude, like, show us what's going on.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not even mad at the guy who kind of started the thing.
I think it's funny.
Because it's funny. Like, I get it. Like, oh, we're just going to storm Area 51, right? They can't stop us all. Ha ha. That is funny. No, that's funny.
It's funny.
The fact that it turned into a festival kind of thing,
yeah,
I get that too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, let's set this up. Let's actually do something. Have a little fun with it.
Yeah.
But it's going to turn into, like, there's going to be some motherfucker who's like, no, let's fucking.
Oh, there's yeah, that's it.
And I don't think there's going to be anybody who has the mindset that they're like going to get into the place. But I do think there are going to be people that are like, no, like, let's get in there. Let's, like, see how let's get up in as close as we can. But because they're going to be like, what's the worst that can happen?
You're going to get shot.
They're going to be like, what's the worst that can happen? And we just fucking, they tell us to leave. No, man.
No,
that's not the worst that can happen.
No. You're organizing an attack on a secure location.
Yeah.
There's signs all over Groom Lake that say use of deadly forces authorized.
Yeah.
There are no warning shots. It's like they're not going to fire one in the air. And I don't think that these people have the comprehension. And I hate to generalize because in my head, it's one millennial kid I'm seeing.
Fair enough.
I just feel like you don't have the mental – I don't think that you understand what you're getting into. Like, these are hardened killers.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You've never lived through, like, Waco. You've never like, you don't remember Branch Davidia. You don't remember the ATF murdering people just because they were a threat. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, you can't run to the police. They're not your friends.
No. The people who you go to are the people who are trying to kill you at that point.
For sure.
Yeah.
And they're not going to let you put your hands in the air.
Yeah, no, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you become a hostile combatant.
Yeah.
There's not enough room in the jails for all you guys.
And they're going to be completely in the right because their idea is like, well, you know, they're not going to say, well, they're probably safe. They're probably fine. They're going to say, like, even if there's a 0.2% chance, we got to take them out.
So crazy. Well, it's happening. Actually, if everything goes as it normally does, it will be happening the night we record our next podcast. So we'll be able to watch that.
Yeah, that's next Friday.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes down live. Live and uncut. I wonder, oh man, could you imagine if there was like a feed?
Dude, if some Waco shit goes down, we need to do our episode live.
We have the capabilities.
That's what I'm saying. If like some shit starts to go down, we're like, we are live outside of Area 51.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we are 10 miles outside of Area 51, where there are reports that actually, no, you won't even hear about it. That's the thing. You won't even hear about it.
I don't think you'll hear about what happens on the road. There's no gate, right? There's no like. I'm sure there's not like.
I mean, there are. I'm sure,
but right?
Like,
but there's not. It's not like you drive up to a gate and you see a building behind the gate. There's right. Miles and miles and miles and miles
of
and
nothing
miles of nothing
between any gate. And I'm sure there's another gate.
Yeah, yeah.
And another. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Yeah. I'm sure there's layers of.
You're
security
never gonna.
And shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not. Yeah, it's gonna be. It's gonna be bad.
You won't hear about it. You'll just hear like 2 weeks from now. We hear a mother.
Hey, what happened to those 20,000 people?
Yeah.
Nobody ever came home.
You'll hear a mother on Facebook, like a shared Facebook post, that she's like, listen, Jonathan and his girlfriend went to a concert in Nevada, and they have not come home. That's what you're going to hear. If anything, that's what you'll hear.
Yep.
And you'll be like, yo, you know what happened. But I doubt even that'll happen, because the government will be like, listen, bitch, here's what happened. Your jackass son fucking came, and we got him.
Yeah, not, so, there's nothing left of them.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Here's nothing. Here's nothing.
Here's nothing.
Here's nothing.
There's no consolation.
And if you
price.
Say anything about this, you're done.
Oh, man. You don't fuck with those guys.
No.
They're no joke. These government spooks are real. I kind of half expect them to be here.
I know, right? We're even just the fact that we're talking
about
it.
Dude, we're on your side. I never thought I'd be a pro-establishment in this particular topic. I kind of always was, you know, ever since I was little, anti and like pro-alien and like, what's out there and show us. And
dude,
blah, blah,
Rogan,
blah.
Did you listen to Rogan's podcast with Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
Remember at the, he was like, say you get elected president and you find out there's aliens. Do you tell us?
Yes. That was great. That was a good podcast.
It was. It really was.
It made me hopeful.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We've got a year and a half to worry about it. A year.
A year. We're down to a year. Can you believe it's been 3 years? Like, it's
three years,
dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's so crazy that was 3 years ago already. It feels like a bad dream. And it just went so quickly. I mean, there's a whole year left. There's a quarter of
it
left.
There's a whole chunk of it
but
left.
But shit, 3 years of time is gone. Since that
everything
night where we were dismayed.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing bad's happened though. It's all been gravy.
Oh yeah. Everything's been great. I mean, we're all alive. I guess that's the,
well, most of us, quite a few minorities aren't, but, oh, I have to tell you a story before we wrap this bitch up. Where
sure.
Are we at? 50? Okay. Perfect.
We have plenty of time. Whatever. We could have, you know, we could have been talking for 2 hours if you have a story to tell.
So
please.
I'm bringing my kid to school yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I drop her off in the morning. And then generally, well, my car is kind of messed up. So I've been dropping her off with her mom's car and then going back home and getting my stuff and going to work, whatever. Inconsequential.
Yeah.
Inconsequential. Thing. Drop her off in the morning and I'm driving through the neighborhood where her school is. And it's not a great neighborhood. It's the neighborhood of the old safe house. It's not,
yeah,
not a,
yeah, where the middle school is, right? She's in the middle school now?
Yeah. It's not terrific. I mean, there's parts, but whatever. A couple blocks up, there's cars everywhere. There's kids everywhere. There's buses everywhere. It's just stop and go every 5 feet, right? I get up to this stop sign, and as I pull up, I'm at the stop sign, and two men probably between 40 and 45 years old,
okay,
are swinging on each other from the sidewalk on my left, uh-huh, straight across the street, straight across the stop sign.
So it's going down. It's going down. They're fucking like, all right.
And I'm like, what do I do here?
It's just nothing you can do. What do you do?
So I pull over and I get out of my car and I start approaching them. And there's a guy. The guy is now on top of the other guy, hammer punching him in the head. And I'm walking at him with my hands out. And then it dawns on me how large these two guys are. Because now I'm on top. I'm right there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, they're big. And as that happens, a woman runs at me from her vehicle. Apparently is part of this whole thing.
Oh, okay.
And has her hands out. And she's going, no, 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 no. And I look at
her. To you?
Yeah. And I go, what the fuck you want me to do here? And she's like, don't get in it. Don't get involved. Don't do it. Don't. And, but like with concern, not like, don't fuck it.
Like they'll turn on you, yeah, for getting involved.
And I was like, and I look down at these guys and they're big.
This is like 7:30 in the morning.
It's 7:15 a.m. And I go, yeah, well, I was going to get in there and break it up. But if you're telling me not to.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe it's my best idea.
Like, yeah, she's like, please, no. And I go, all right, listen. I'm like, there are cops a block and a half away from here. I'm like, if you know these guys, you got to tell them to stop. They're going to get arrested. Just like, and now I'm just looking out for them. Like, don't get arrested over some stupid shit in front of your kids. Because their kids are watching out of this lady's car.
So these are parents. These aren't some guys who were just
one
in
of them
house.
Is definitely a parent. Like,
I was assuming these were doors, just some guys in
there
a
was
house.
Her door was open. Uh-huh. She came. She's wanted to approach me. The passenger side door was open. And there was kids hanging out the back window.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I'm like, don't get arrested in front of your kids. Right? And she's like, okay, thank you, thank you, thank you. But she's like talking quick and looking at the guys. And I'm like, okay. So I get into the car, uh-huh, and the door's open, and they're right, like, they're right next
to me. And your daughter's in the car?
No.
You've already dropped her off?
Yeah, never would have stopped her in a car.
Okay. That's why I was like, I was kind of confused that you were like.
No. So now I'm looking at these guys, and I'm feeling super awkward because I got out of my car, like, with intent. Oh.
You're kind of involved now.
Right. And then as that happens, as that girl's walking towards me going, no, then another guy gets out of her car, and he's wearing a wife beater. A pair of sweatpants, and he's coming at me, and he's talking. He's like talking shit to me. So I got my
shit to you.
Yeah, so I got my hand out on him, like I'm pointing at him while I'm talking to this lady, and he sort of stopped back across the street. Somehow my finger stopped him from across the street, just pointing at him while I'm talking to her. I'm like directing traffic with one hand up at her, like flat handed.
What was he saying to you?
I don't know. He was like, these two guys were 10 feet away from me, beating the fucking Lord out of each other.
So this whole time, they're still just yelling, fighting and shitty.
They're just
beating the shit out of each
other. Yeah, well, the one guy's beating the shit out of the other guy. Like, yeah. So,
oh my God.
So that's happening, right? So I get in the car. I feel so awkward because I just stopped, and I'm like, hey, all right, I'm going to go then. So I get in the car, and I look over at these guys. Now I'm eye level. And the guy on top that's hammer-punching this other dude's cranium is looking at me, but he's not there. You know, it's just adrenaline right now for him. But he's looking at me,
yeah,
and I'm looking at him, and I go, I don't know what to say. So I look at him, I go, hey. I'm like, there's cops a block away. And he's just banging his guy's head, just looking at me. I'm like, all right, don't get arrested. And I shut the door and drive away. And I'm like, what the fuck was that? Well, first off, why did I think I was Chris Evans? Like, why did I pull up on the scene like I was going to start some shit?
Well, end some shit.
Yeah. Like, I think the instinct was good.
But I would imagine your instinct was like, I need to end this.
Yeah, my instinct was like, I'm an adult and I have to make this, like, I feel like there were kids around and it felt like.
Yeah, that's not okay.
That's
not okay.
Right.
For that shit to be going
down. But I wasn't thinking it through. I didn't have rational thought. Like, there's kids around and you're in a school zone and I can't let this happen. It's just, I just was like, my only thought was like, what am I supposed to do here? And I, you know,
mm-hmm.
I felt like such a bitch when it was over. Like, yeah, I was gonna go in there and break it up.
Oh, man, there's a lot to be said about
since
that,
you're asking,
dude.
Since you're telling me no, I guess I'll listen to you.
Who was she?
I don't know.
Was she involved with either of these men?
She had to be. She came from the car, which I assume that one, the guy who was winning the fight came from. Now, here's the thing. That kind of shit, That's not a like that just popped off at 7:15 on that street. That's a like next time I see this guy, I'm gonna murder him. That's that kind of shit. And it just,
you know. That's how hard it was going down. Like,
oh, dude, it was not like there was no shit but then talking.
The way she was talking to you though makes me believe that this is not the first time she's seen him throw down, because
definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
To the point where she was like, listen, he'll fucking come at you.
Also, like, it also, you know what I mean?
So she's seen this movie before.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. That definitely that. And then I was also thinking on my way home, I'm like, I don't know that the guy getting his ass kicked wasn't a bad guy. That guy could have been a bad dude. That sure. guy could have been like a pee-pee toucher.
Possible.
And then in that case, I would have just saved his ass. But then I'm like so empathetic.
No, but either way, there are kids around. There are kids around, and you're beating that. There's a guy beating the shit out of someone else.
I mean, pummeling. And there's kids hanging out of the car, like presumably his kids.
Doing what?
Like watching. Like
just watching?
I don't know. They could have been yelling. I don't know. I don't remember. There was a lot going on all at once. But there was little girls hanging out of the driver's side window of this stopped car.
I'm assuming that was the mom. Maybe it was her job to be like, listen, kids, you need to. There's some shitty parenting going on there, regardless of who's at fault and who's not. And
could have been my Sixth Sense moment. I could be dead right now.
Maybe you are.
Could be. Never made it out of it. Never made it out of that fight. So that was my excitement for the death.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And you didn't hear anything about it later? Or
no. No, never heard anything about it.
Because you're pretty connected to the pulse.
Yeah, no, didn't hear shit.
I
just can't believe I'm the only person that stopped. Like, guys.
There's literally dozens of people.
Hundreds,
really?
Oh, yeah, hundreds of people. There's probably, I bet you there were 100 cars in a 2-block radius or 3-block radius, like, traveling, going back and
that's
forth.
That's not unreasonable.
Yeah.
With buses and shit.
From, like Stewart's to the school.
So that's the street you were on?
Yeah.
Is that Bunn Street?
Yeah.
I know my streets. I'm learning.
I just can't believe I was the only guy to be like, hey, this probably isn't a great idea to do in front of kids. This is crazy. Oh, man. And I'm soft. I have soft hands. I'm 5'8" on a good day. You know, these guys are way too big. If they were kids, not like looking back, if they were teenagers, I would have jumped in there and ripped them apart or like speared one of them or something. As soon as I saw this guy, and I was like, oh, he's muscly. He's a superior specimen. I had that moment of like, he's a superior specimen.
There are guys out there who straight up like lift weights and work out just so they can be like big dogs in a fight.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well, this is why we need vigilantes. This is why we need.
We need.
Mm-hmm.
What were they called?
I don't remember.
Fuck. We had a whole episode about it.
We did.
There was something angels, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
We do.
Anyway. Hey. Is it unreasonable for us to say that the movie is
No, bad? I don't think it's unreasonable. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay, so tonight's official. It's official as of, again, that's not the right date, September 12th. Middletown.
Yeah.
Trenchmouth Productions' very own film, Middletown. Third feature film, Middletown, will be premiering at Proctor's GE Theater on November 24th.
What?
Yeah.
The F.
I know. Very exciting.
It's pretty exciting.
It's very fucking exciting. I know I don't get excited enough for you, but trust me.
You will that night.
Trust me. Trust.
I trust.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Especially with how well the last premiere went. And I think things have just gotten bigger and grander since then. So, like, I think I'm really hyped.
Me too.
Dude, it's going to be great. I think we need to make this one, like, I mean, we haven't had a chance to really sit down and go over, like, the night and what we can do and stuff.
It literally just
got booked tonight.
Like,
so.
Before we started the podcast, we settled on the date.
Yeah, like 5 minutes before, so. Yeah. We should make it an event.
We will.
Like, even outside of just the movie, we should have, like, some shit going on.
Yeah.
Like, maybe some music.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
We'll figure it all
out. Real chill.
There's going to be a lot of information about this coming up over the next couple of months.
It's going to be coming out. So if you don't already, follow Middletown Movie on Facebook, Middletown Movie middletownmovie.com, right?
Yep, middletownmovie.com.
Yep, and Middletown Movie on Facebook.
Where you can see a trailer.
Yeah.
And, you know, mm-hmm. I should probably send an email out to those people that signed up for email list.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this is why we have your email. This is going to happen.
Here you go.
And you know how much it's going to cost to get to this movie, get into this movie, Sean?
I would pay upwards of $73, Jay.
Sean, we're going to charge everybody free $99.
Free, you say?
Yes, free, $0.
$0?
Zero ducats.
No money to get into see this movie.
Nope, you're going
to
come.
You don't even have to pay for parking.
No, you don't. You can park on the street. You can
park wherever the fuck you want.
Park wherever you want. Get yourself something to eat before you come in.
It's a Sunday night.
There's a lot going on.
Dude, great restaurant selections.
Everywhere.
What, you want some Italian? There's Johnny's.
Johnny's. You want some Indian? Taj Mahal around the corner.
Boom.
You want some pizza?
Pizza? And you go Nico's. Go Pizza King.
Pizza King. Either way. Either way.
Either way, you can't go wrong. How about Light American Fare?
Mm.
You can go upstairs at Nico's.
You can. You can.
They have a fucking patio.
You want some soul food around the back from the theater?
November, you may not want to eat on the patio. Soul food, you were saying.
Yeah, right around the back of the theater. There's a soul food joint. There's a Jamaican joint. There's a Mediterranean joint around the corner. Terra Kitchen, what's up? Shout out.
We see you. Dude, there's a pho place just opened up
down
the block.
Yeah.
I haven't gone yet.
It's a Thai place that's called pho something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But right. What we're saying is that there's a shitload of stuff to do.
There's everything.
Come for the
plenty of bars.
Come for the movie. Stay
get
for
your
the,
booze on.
Stay for the booze.
Yeah. And then there's what? Asian place.
I
just go to Zen.
Yeah. Zen Fusion. Bombers.
Yeah. Get your burrito on. Get some. Yeah.
You can go across the street. Go across the street to Villa Italia.
You want Mexican food? Mm. Mexican radio.
True story.
It's all there, man. There's even a Subway sandwich shop.
Yeah. If all that shit sounds too bougie for you, you can get yourself a $2.99, 6-inch Subway Club. You can
get
a meal for
an extra. You want an Irish pub?
$1.50.
Katie O'Burns.
Katie O'Burns.
Or
Hunters on Jay.
Or Pinhead Susan's.
Pinheads. 20 North.
20 North is right there.
The Beer Garden?
Yeah, even closer. Beer Garden. German food.
Guys.
Dude.
You have no excuses.
There's a Wendy's.
There's a
Wendy's and a Burger King.
Well, Mike's Subs.
To boot.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Mike's World Famous Hot Dogs.
You want a head shop? You can go early. You can pick yourself up a nice glass piece. At Orion's.
Yeah.
You could stop next door to the Crack Stem place, pick up a vintage Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey poster. He'll ding you $9 for it.
He will.
You know, you can pick up a Crack Stem if you want. He's a good dude. I think they're for incense, but I'm pretty sure you can smoke rock out of it.
I'm sure you can.
A Christian bookstore across the street, too, in case you need to get your job on, your job on. Whatever.
Well done.
Whatever. The point is that you don't have any reason not to come. It's free. And we'll talk more about it, but there's going to be the movie, and we're going to go out afterwards, I'm sure,
yeah,
and have a couple of pops and talk about the things that are still to come with this thing, because it's not going to be over on November 25th
no.
with this movie. In fact, if everything goes well, this will just be the beginning of this movie's life. We'll be birthing it into the world like two proud parents. Yeah, that's kind
this of... This will be our gender reveal party.
Yes. It's a movie.
It's our baby shower.
Yeah. Oh, dude, let's treat it like a baby shower. Yes, that's what we'll do. Yeah, so a lot of exciting things are coming. I'm just going to put the music in afterwards so we can wrap it up however you like. I'm pretty sure the music didn't record on the way in. I missed a button. No. It's fine.
Great.
It's just I got this big mixer, and like I said, we're, you know,
buttons and switches and
the lights and
series of levers.
Rudimentary lathe.
Anyway, Jay,
Sean,
this has been Hard on Podcast for this week.
It has.
It was good for me.
It was. You know what, Sean? I'm gonna go ahead and say, I know what it was.